Proclamation number 7040, dated the February 11th, 1958. Messages concerning the continuation of Earth are more likely to be believed. You'll only be able to work within a small circle at first, for the world is still far stronger than you and will push you aside if you want to come to the forefront. The will to live is too strong, to live the life which will not last forever and which only consists of worldly joys. And wherever this will predominates, you cannot prevail, even if you possess the purest truth. No one wants to get used to the idea that the earth is facing its end, that such powerful upheaval will take place on it which will also destroy all life on earth. And therefore they will be more receptive to messages promising a continuation of earth. And this explains why messages which completely contradict my word conveyed to you from above are being believed, because people look for and find hope and the assurance in these messages that their life will not suddenly come to an end. They will always more willingly allow themselves to be impressed by those messages than by the admonitions and warnings you proclaim to them. This is why the bringers of those messages will meet with far more approval and you will not be listened to but more likely be treated aggressively. And thus you should only ever work for me to the extent I myself enable you to do so and never think that you should have to come to the fore in the world. The world is and will remain my adversary's realm. And anyone who finds appreciation and acclaim in this world also works on behalf of the world and thus for my adversary. You have to accept that only a small circle will ever choose me and my kingdom, and that everything great in the world is adverse activity. Admittedly, my word conveyed to you by me shall be spread, and I bless those who support this work. And my blessing will also rest on your spiritual activity, so that the hearts of willing people will feel affected and thus spiritual success will also be achieved. But you will never be able to accomplish this mission on a large scale, for the adversary can only too easily slip in where the masses are being approached. They will never be like-minded where it concerns the receipt of the pure truth. But they will usually agree if worldly favorable aspects are offered to them. And humanity does see the direction it is heading to. It also recognizes the great danger of scientific experiments, but it tries to allay itself. It believes that it will be helped through countermeasures of unknown powers because this is what it wants. And by doing so it can't see clearly anymore. It allows itself to be misled and thus gets caught up in the nets of lies by the one who wants anything apart from that a light should shine for humanity to find and take the way to me. Yet you shall illuminate the darkness with the light that shines down to earth from above. Regardless of people's disapproval, you shall time and again proclaim the near end and the preceding last warning sign. You shall be diligent and use every opportunity to spread my word, but you shall work in seclusion, because in public you will have little success. However, Jesus Christ's act of salvation shall be mentioned wherever the opportunity is offered to you, for all people can be informed of this, even the people of the world who no longer pay attention to him, because they know of him and will only ever hear an old truth which can affect their conscience, which can also motivate them to form their own opinion one day. And the will to know the truth will then also make the heart receptive to my word before the end comes. Amen.